Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let's get the show on the road here tonight. The best in soccer talk. We are on the air now at ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. It's a special edition Friday night. We will be back on again Monday night at 7 o'clock Central. So I've had a couple of nice condensed shows here in the last 6 days. As always, behind the glass, Tyler Scott in studio here with me, Victor Ariza. We will have in studio live a little bit later, Naib Moran of ESPN FC, who specifically covers Liga MX and the Mexican national team. So Germany 4-1 over Mexico in the Confederations Cup. Obviously, it has stirred up the Mexican fan. We want to talk about this tonight at 713-780-376. We want to 3776. We want to get your thoughts on Mexico now. How devastating was this loss? Are we going over the top when we talk about should Juan Carlos Osorio be fired? I do know many are not in love with the rotation policy that Juan Carlos Osorio implements. So there's a lot to talk about Mexico-Germany. I'm going to also talk about how tactically Germany obviously threw a body blow very early, scoring two goals, I think, within the first 8 minutes. We'll talk a little bit about that tonight. A.J. De La Garza, Dynamo defender, will be on the show here tonight. The Dynamo are in Colorado. That game is on the Cube tomorrow night. You can join Eddie Robinson and I for the call on that. I believe we go live with a pregame show at 7 o'clock tomorrow on television. Dynamo's still trying to win on the road. They're going to have to do it without Ramel Quioto. They're going to have to do it without Albert Elise, who have been called up to the CONCACAF Gold Cup, which incidentally begins next week, the Gold Cup. And we will host a doubleheader here in Houston on July 11th. Honduras take on French Guiana. And the same day in this doubleheader, it'll be Costa Rica going up against Canada. Costa Rica's got a nice-looking squad in this one. Canada's going to try to make some noise in this tournament as they need it under their new coach, Octavio Zambrano. Tickets as low as $30. You can get them at goldcup.org. July 11th, BBVA Compass Stadium, goldcup.org for your tickets. I will give tickets away here tonight on this program as well. Tyler Derrick, Dynamo goalkeeper, on the show as well tonight. Both of them are going to comment on how it's going to be a bit of a challenge at altitude and what it's going to take to get a result there. That's important. More news on a Dynamo end. There's a lot of talk right now, and this one seems to have legs. Tomas Martinez, he's an Argentine from River Plate. I think he appeared like 18 or 19 times for River Plate. He's playing in Portugal with Braga. He is that number 10 type player that Dynamo fans have coveted and the Dynamo have coveted. A lot of talk around him. There is room to add him to the team. He has played also with Braga, too, in the second division in Portugal. Also on loan to Tenerife in the second division in Spain. Ironically, when at River Plate, his debut in the Argentine Cup, he came on for Mauro Diaz. So if he's something close to Mauro Diaz, this could be a very interesting signing if, in fact, it happens. And according to the Major League Soccer website, there is an international slot open for the Houston Dynamo. So for Dynamo fans that have been hoping to pick off this number 10, this playmaker type, this is definitely rumors that got legs. There's a number of different sources that are talking about this and saying that this could very well happen. Lionel Messi is getting married. Congratulations to him. Charlie Ward has been signed by the Dynamo from RGV. So obviously, his performance against Sporting Kansas City this past Wednesday in the Open Cup, where the Dynamo got beat 2-0, was enough to get him a contract alongside the rest of his body of work. So there you go. Charlie Ward, workman-like midfielder, now a full Dynamo player. So congratulations to him. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight. 713-780-3776 tonight. Germany 4, Mexico 1. Now, Mexico fan, I want to hear from you tonight. If they're German fans here in Houston, and I do know they're Germans. They're Germans everywhere. I want your thoughts as well. So, look, we know Mexico going into this game has got a couple of problems. No Andreas Guardado, their captain, one of their leaders, suspended. No Diego Reyes. Carlos Salcedo out injured. So, right off the bat, you know that Germany knows that Mexico has some selection problems at the back. And what does Germany do? And what would you expect Germany to do being Germany? They come out with a high-pressing game. And Mexico's rattled. They're positionally having problems. And in a matter of 8 minutes, it's 2-0. And big body blows are landed. And it's 2-0 against the Germans. It's always a tough comeback. There's not many teams that come back against Germany down 2 goals. Doesn't happen very often, if at all. It has happened, but not very often. So Goretzka from Schalke gets the 2 goals. Heinrichs and Werner assisting him on those. And yes, Mexico does get chances. So tactically, you have to believe that Juan Carlos Osorio said to his team, look, expect Germany to come out with a higher pressing game. We must be prepared for that. And we must deal with that when that happens. Didn't seem like it. And when that happens, you sometimes blame the coach. You go to the top man. Why weren't they prepared for the opening 8 to 10 minutes? So Goretzka gets 2. So is this all on Osorio? Should he go? Should he be fired? And for everybody throwing spears and trying to harpoon Juan Carlos Osorio, and I know that nobody's in love with this rotation policy, but it's the Mexican Federation who hired him. That's who you should be upset at, for them not getting the right coach, if in fact that's where you lie in this thing. I want to get your thoughts. Should Osorio be moved on? We had him here a couple of weeks ago on the show. He was an excellent interview. At this point in time, do you remove Osorio? And if you do, who's going to be your next manager? But the Mexican Federation hired him. So if you have angst, that's where your angst should be directed. I know people are saying a lot of different things. Carlos Vela should have started over Gio Dos Santos. Dos Santos had moments. The rotation policy is hard for people to understand. Hector Moreno did not have the best of starts. His giveaway led to the first goal. Alanis wasn't that great. Ochoa, average. Layún tried to get forward a couple of times. Araujo had some positional problems for me. Moreno got caught ball watching a couple of times. He certainly missed Diego Reyes. Jonathan Dos Santos, I thought, put in a work ethic. Gio had his moments. Raul Jimenez struggled. Chicharito had a couple of moments. Aquino seemed to be handled easily by Germany. And then the subs, Lozano and Fabian, I thought brought some real energy. And I mean, Fabian's goal was ridiculously sick. But you didn't have time to celebrate it because guess what Germany did? They came back and scored a 4th goal. And that's what they do. They're not going to let you leave on that night celebrating the goal of the tournament. They're going to leave remembering that they stuck one in your net to finish it 4-1. So is this the gap between Mexico and Germany? Is Mexico's opinion, and you as Mexico fans, are your opinions and your expectations overinflated? 713-780-3776 is the number. Are they overinflated? Because you're either at the bottom of the barrel or you're at the top. I don't think it's balanced. By the way, Osorio's only lost, what, 2 games? Is that right, Victor? 2? Lost 2 games. You know, but this is going to go into bin A. Bin A, with the reasons why we don't like J.C. Osorio, is number one, got smacked by Chile in the Copa America. Number two, got smacked by Germany in the Confederations Cup. And number three, rotation policy. That's why nobody likes Osorio, or 50% of the people don't. I'm told it's 50-50. Is it 50-50? I don't know. 713-780-3776, again, is the number to call in here. Mexico, Germany is what we're talking here tonight. It was rough for Mexico. And they had some chances, too. And they might have had chances to get back in the game at 2-0 if they had taken one. But how about somebody giving maybe a little bit of credit? You know, it's only Germany, right? It's only the German national team, the current World Cup holders. And by the way, it's basically a German B team for all intents and purposes. So listen to the guys for Germany that weren't there. Manuel Neuer, Marco Reus, Götze, Müller, Hummels, Boateng, Alaba, and I can go on. Those guys weren't even there. So you had Goretzka, a young guy from Schalke. And Victor reminded me, and I have that written in my notes as well. Germany won the under-21 tournament today, too. So, you know, they win. They win. And they're backed up by an unbelievably thought-out system in Germany with a pro league that's weaved in to their national team success, and a pro league that managers are very intent and clubs are very intent on using young players. They got it all going. And you saw that. 713-780-3776 is the number. They beat Spain 1-0 in the under-21 European Championships, I believe. So U.S. will take on Ghana this weekend. Mexico will take on Paraguay. The Gold Cup squad will take on Paraguay, excuse me. And Mexico, the Mexico A team will take on Portugal in the third place game. At BBVA Compass Stadium, excuse me, at Energy Stadium, 37,000 people turned out to watch the Mexico Gold Cup squad, essentially their B team. 37,000 people. It's pretty incredible. Meanwhile, you know, their first team was getting beat by Germany. So Mexico was double dipping. 713-780-3776. FC Cincinnati, and we'll talk Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. And I want to throw this out to the hardcore Dynamo fans. And if you're somebody that believes in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, I want to hear from you tonight. Because the Dynamo got eliminated, and there's all kinds of swirling out there. The Dynamo don't take it seriously. I believe every player that was brought up from Rio Grande Valley did take it seriously. Those players took it seriously. Now, you may not think it's being taken seriously because the Dynamo didn't field a full squad. Fair enough. And this is what we can talk about tonight. But the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup cannot and is not a priority for the Houston Dynamo right now. How can it be? Somebody call me and tell me how it should be a priority over making the MLS playoffs. 713-780-3776 is a number. 713-780-3776 is a number. Yes, I understand. The winner goes to the CONCACAF Champions League. And I'm a big believer in the CONCACAF Champions League. 713-780-3776. But that dream's gone. And there are differing ways this tournament is taken by Major League Soccer teams. And I believe unfortunately, FC Cincinnati has to play Miami FC. I wish they didn't bracket those two together. That was kind of too bad that they put the two lower division teams together. So it'll be New England, New York in a quarter, Sporting Kansas City, FC Dallas. Now, if the Dynamo had won, they would have had FC Dallas at home. Miami FC and Cincinnati. Miami FC is the big spenders in their league. Guess who's their coach? Nesta, Alessandro Nesta. And then San Jose and LA. Now, that's a great matchup there. I'm interested to see what San Jose and LA will draw in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Again, 713-780-3776. We're talking Mexico tonight. We're wanting to get your thoughts. So a lot to talk about here on the program here tonight. So Mexico, Germany, is this the man for the Houston Dynamo? Tomas Martinez, you interested in him? Azure Salon, heart of River Oaks, West Ave Shopping. The stylist there will keep me looking sharp for all my TV work, and believe me, that's not easy. Azure Salon, the place to go. AzureSalon.com. Also, moment for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Doesn't matter whether it's car, boat, motorcycle, the Daspit Law Firm is going to work for you 24-7. They'll fight for your right for compensation. You don't want an accident, but sometimes we all need a lawyer. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. And right now, the fourth caller, I'm jumping ahead here, will get tickets to the Dynamo Montreal coming up this week, July 5th. Dynamo Montreal, July 5th. Fourth caller right now, you got a pair of tickets. Take a break. It's a Bud Light break.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Three here. Drop for Goretzka. Down the right comes Benjamin Henry. Stindl in front of him. It's aimed at Goretzka. That's a fantastic opener. Hard to better that. He's done it again. A goal against Australia was a confident strike, and that one even better.
Welcome back into the show. I know that's painful for Mexico fans to hear, but it is the reality. 4-1, it was a beatdown. We'll take your call. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight. 713-780-3776. Right now, we're going to talk a little bit of Liberty Kitchen as we mix it in with soccer here, which is one of our great sponsors of this show. Liberty Kitchen, you know that I love going to Liberty Kitchen. Lunch, supper, brunch, they do it better than everybody. Modern American comfort food, it's classics taken up several notches. They've always got something interesting up their sleeve. Burgers, mac and cheese, they got the raw bar over here on the River Oaks location. But they stamp their claim on everything they do. They have big flavor at Neighborhood Socials. I'm a big fan of the gumbo, the cowboy surfers, the po' boys, ribs, fish round out the menu. They've got it all, special signature cocktails, cold beer, Liberty Kitchen, lunch, supper, and brunch. So they've got all the locations. You got Heights, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, and they've got the new Garden Oaks Beer Garden now. And in studio now, obviously, a good friend of mine who's been in here before, Brian Schrumpf, is in here now straight from work. And I love that. When a guy comes in here straight off work, coming in to do radio, we're making it a full day for you. And by the way, Brian is going to be down at the Dynamo Montreal game as well. Brian, welcome in.
Thank you very much, Glenn. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. So what I also love is I ran to the restroom during the break here, and we're on Facebook Live, and Brian's on Facebook Live here as well. I ran to the restroom and I come back, and what do I see is Brian with like four bags of all this Liberty Kitchen food. They're importing the Sabrette dogs from New York, the ones I grew up with.
That's correct.
Dogs. So tell us first of all a little bit about the beer garden at Garden Oaks.
So we've got Neighborhood Beer Garden at the Garden Oaks location, 3715 Alba. It's an amazing space. We got a very family oriented restaurant down there. So for us, we thought it would be great to really open up the outdoor space, which is what we've done. So along with that beer garden is an area out there for the kids to play. We've got beer garden tables. It's just an amazing space. And along with that is a new neighborhood beer garden menu.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right here. So a couple things are jumping out to me. Tell me about this pickle bowl, because I'm a huge pickle fan. So this is like all pickled, like garlic, cauliflower.
Yep,
what do we got there?
We do that in-house. It's an amazing product. Not like anything you're going to get anywhere else, for sure. And you put that right on the dog, those dogs I brought you. So you can you dress that thing right up.
That's my kind of dog right there. The soubrettes are amazing, you know, because we, as kids, we'd sneak out of school, we'd go to New York, or we'd go in for a Rangers or a Knicks game or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what we'd eat. We'd go up to those little carts probably three times the whole day. And dogs.
I'd walk past three of them on my way home from school, so I would stop at all of them.
And I'm not lying. A friend of mine was just up at a food conference up there, and he mentioned to me he was eating soubrette dogs. And I go, man, when we were little kids, that's what we did. So you bring them here to Houston?
We did, absolutely. Yeah, I got a hold of the distributor and worked the deal and got them over here, absolutely. You can see right on the menu, first one is the New York blue shirt style. So, you know, throwback to the Rangers.
All right, I'm looking at, exactly. I'm looking at some good things here. Grilled Gulf Mahi tacos, fried oyster pork belly tacos, grilled skirt steak, chicken, and shrimp louis. Crab ball and shrimp louis. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, the crab ball and shrimp louis, obviously, it's our traditional crab ball. In the taco with the shrimp louis sauce, outstanding. I actually tasted the grilled skirt steak taco this afternoon. We were running through that. We're going to roll it out tomorrow, and it's amazing. Great job by our culinary staff. And, of course, Lance Fegan is our culinary director.
He's good guy, Lance, one of the world's great. I think, you know that guy who does the world's interesting man? He could be the world's most interesting man.
Absolutely.
With all due respect to Carl Eaves, who's an interesting guy, too.
Yeah,
I think Lance, you know, I look up and, you know, I think he's writing a menu while riding a surfboard in Costa Rica.
That's exactly what he's doing. He's in, I think he's in Madrid right now. He's in Madrid or Barcelona. He's doing the exact same thing.
Unbelievable. Well, he gets a lot of his ideas, though, right?
He does.
Is that how he does it?
He does, absolutely. It's exactly how he gets his inspiration.
And then I see here Mini Costa Brave cocktail. So is that like a miniature?
The Mini Costa Brava is just like the large one that you get at our restaurants with the cappuccino.
Yeah.
You know, the cocktail, the shrimp, the oysters, the crab. It's an amazing amazing dish. One of our most popular dishes.
And then the gravy and fries. I know you brought some of those out here.
I did. Of course, you put those right on that hot dog as well. And it's an amazing meal. Let's put it that way.
He's Brian Trumpf. It's Feed Texas, but it's Liberty Kitchen. And they're opening up a new beer garden in Garden Oaks. It's a place you're going to want to get. It's incredible, the growth over in that area, huh?
It is.
Heights and Garden Oaks.
It's amazing that Garden Oaks location is just growing. It's going to be just like the Heights. You know, tomorrow, July 1st, we're throwing a party for the neighborhood. We try to do as much as we can for that neighborhood because it's just been so good to us. So we're giving complimentary hot dogs, hamburgers tomorrow.
What time's the party?
Between 2 and 6. Going to do some live music. Going to have the whole neighborhood out in conjunction with our friends across the street at the American Legion there at 3720 Alba Road. They're doing a party as well, and we're going to raise some money for those folks and give the neighborhood a party.
You know, that is the cool thing about that location, that the American Legion is there, and how
right
appropriate is that on a 4th of July weekend?
Right across the street. Just spoke to the commander, Richard, this afternoon, and he's really excited about it. They're great people. They've been real good to us.
Yeah. I bet you've talked to some veterans over there that, you know, have done some pretty special things.
We sure have. There's a half a dozen of them sitting at the Oyster Bar at Garden Oaks right now, eating and having dinner and having a good time. They're great people.
That's awesome. My dad, 91 years old, Okinawa, survived.
No
still
kidding.
Alive.
Yep. God bless him.
Still alive. Yep. So it's a big patriotic week for us as well to give our respects to people that have gone through some differing things. That's for sure. Hey, this is awesome. Garden Oaks Beer Garden. Party tomorrow, 2 o'clock to 6. Brian Trumpf in here, and also, you know, we're happy. We're going to all throughout the night be sampling all the stuff that you brought in, and we'll be giving our thumbs up here on the air. So I got a soubrette dog in front of me. I know Victor and Naib are going to get some of this food as well. So as always, we appreciate you coming in, Brian. This is great stuff. We appreciate you coming in after work. And by the way, thanks for all the food, too.
My pleasure, Glenn. Great seeing you.
And don't forget, thanks for supporting the sport of soccer and Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5.
Thank you for the tickets, my friend.
We'll see you down there. By the way, make your way up to the TV booth.
I will.
We'll get numbers, but why don't you come on up with your wife and
for sure.
You can meet my TV partner and just see what it looks like from that vantage point.
Be great.
Not a big deal, but we'll have a little fun.
Looking forward to it.
All right. That's
thanks,
Brian Trumpf. Feed Texas. It's Liberty Kitchen. And again, we remind you that Liberty Kitchen has locations throughout the city, but the new one is the Garden Oaks Beer Garden. I would go out there tomorrow if I were you, and I'll tell you why. Because the location is super hip. It's almost kind of like a little hidden area, but as Brian mentioned, it's across from the American Legion. It's fantastic, and it's a place you want to go. And again, it's Liberty Kitchen, locations throughout Houston. My favorite one, still remains the Heights, but they're all good, and they all have their own different character, courtesy of Carl Eves. I remind you again, Bud Light, a sponsor of this show. Nothing goes better together than great friends in Bud Light. Spring is here. Get out on a patio. Get out to the pool. Better yet, get out to the Garden Oaks Beer Garden. Get out there tomorrow. But most importantly, grab your friends in an ice-cold bucket of Bud Lights, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week. Remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, official beer of the Houston Dynamo, and a sponsor. Soccer Matters here Wednesdays, 7 o'clock Central on ESPN 97.5. Our thanks for that great segment to Brian Schrumpf of Liberty Kitchen. And it's the new concept over at Garden Oaks. It's the Beer Garden. Get over there. It's open. It's great for families. It's great for the neighborhood. We'll take a break. More to come.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back here. A couple of things here before we get into Naib Moran of ESPN FC. A moment for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. We remind you that John and his firm, they're personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com. 713-322-HURT, 713-322-4878. You might be an 18-wheeler driver. You might work in a plant, a refinery, accident, motorcycle, car, boat. Doesn't matter. Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. It's DaspitLaw.com. They're going to work for you 24-7. They're going to fight for your right for compensation. And all you have to do is call 713-322-4878. They are bilingual. They are big supporters of the game of soccer. So a big thank you to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. And also a big thank you to Brian Schrumpf for coming in here. And I mean, if you saw the spread that's out, I guess we call it, would we call it a green room, Tyler?
Of sorts.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we will. We'll call it our green room, which is an interesting room, but it's a green room. So what have you sampled from Liberty Kitchen?
So far, I've had the wings and the carnitas gravy fries,
and
both were awesome.
Yeah, carnitas.
I tweeted out a picture of it, and I tagged you, but I should have taken off the tops to all the foods. So that way everybody could have seen it all.
Well, there's always another segment. We have another break, right, coming up. So we could always do that. I like that coming back with the Rolling Stone Shattered. That's an old song. And that goes good with Sabrette hot dogs, which are in the house as well. All right, so enough of that. We will be talking, though, a little bit about some of the food we've been sampling because we are foodies around here. And believe me, when the food comes in like that from Brian Schrumpf of Liberty Kitchen, they come out of the woodwork. They come out of the woodwork. All right, Naib Moran of ESPN FC joins me. He's based out of Mexico, but grew up here in Houston. He's back in Houston now, covered the Mexico-Ghana game the other night. So we're going to go over that game. We'll also talk Confederations Cup. Naib, welcome in.
Well, thank you, Glenn, for having me. Great being here on a Friday evening. Busy week so far, I mean, I would say, with a lot of Mexico national teams playing kind of like the same time, you know, which is kind of strange. A great Euro U21 final today between Germany and Spain. I mean, you just see those two top class teams and you realize, whoa, we have a long, long, long way to go on this side of the ocean.
So let's talk some general things. It's good that you brought up Germany because as much as everything's about Osorio and we were missing players and tactically, we were naive in the first 10 minutes and all the conditioning of this result. This was a beatdown. It doesn't matter. Four goals. Yes, the game could have changed at certain moments if Mexico had produced. But it was a beatdown. And it's going to be categorized with the Chile game in the Copa
Centenario.
Thank you. And it'll also be categorized in the Osorio rotation policy thing. These are the things people don't like about Osorio. These are the things they're bringing up about firing him. Before we even get into talking about where the coach lies and where he should lie, expectations for Mexico and the Mexico fan, are they overinflated?
It can be said that, you know, I think there's this sort of illusion that every time there's this big tournament, it's going to be the big tournament for Mexico, no? And all of a sudden it just breaks down in either, mostly since 1994, Glenn, and the World Cups has been in the round of 16. Mexico makes it out of the group. They reach the round of 16, play a powerhouse in the world. Let it be the Netherlands, Argentina, or Germany, and they get knocked out. With this particular situation with Osorio is the fact that a lot of these players are not playing in Europe, which didn't used to happen before. It's a bright generation that includes players like Javier Chicharito Hernandez, Carlos Vela, Hector Moreno, who made a recent move to AS Roma. So it's a bit of a letdown in that regard. Now, what you said with Osorio, it's two official game losses. You know, the only two losses in official games that he's had is the Chile and the Germany yesterday. So technically his tenure has been positive, you know, in the hexagonal. He's in first place. It's just about
got a first ever win over the U.S. in Columbus. Dispelled that myth,
The Dos a Cero myth. Yeah. And I think it's just this desire and want from the Mexican football fan to see their team reach new heights, no? And just to see the beatdowns in the last 2 years, I think that does hurt the pride in a way, no? The national pride of, well, our national team is actually growing nowadays and it's getting beat down by these powerhouses, no? Chile and Germany. Just think that the context of it also, I think Mexico had played games, you know, for example, the 2006 World Cup against Argentina, they went all the way to the extra time and there was, you know, the Maxi Rodriguez stunner.
Wonder strike.
So
that was a great game.
It was a great game and it showcased Mexico being able to compete against, you know, a national team that has been able to win World Cups before. So I think that's the problem right now, is that although Mexico has a great generation of players, the results in these important games against Chile and Germany have been huge letdowns and beatdowns, like you said.
So we'll examine a little bit of why that happens. But let's first go to the phone lines. And he'll be in a couple seconds with us tonight, Naib Moran of ESPN FC. Let's bring in Scott. Scott, you've got something about Mexico and Germany.
How's it going, Glenn? Greetings from Florida. I'm on holiday, but I had to call in today.
Awesome.
Mexico, they got absolutely beat down and hammered. And, you know, I'm not a Mexico fan in the least, but what scares me is, you know, let's be real. Mexico has a lot of talent. I think, personally, they have a great coach. We are light years in CONCACAF behind what Germany's doing, what a lot of these European teams are doing, and it's really scaring me. And now I'm wondering, you know, I was a big Klinsmann fan. Where are we in the United States? We're nowhere near that. And Germany got beat down, or Mexico got beat down by the German kids.
Well,
and I'm very concerned.
Yeah, let's first talk a couple things here. And I think we have to lay out front very quickly here how Germany is as a soccer country. And they are as passionate about the game as anybody in the world, okay? That's number one. Number two, their setup and their structure is very much, it's connected. Whereas a lot of our structure here in the United States, and I'll let Naib speak a little bit about Mexico, is fractured. We have all these fractured different youth groups and things. Germany has it from the youth level to the pro teams, to the national team, all aligned, all very defined, and all worked out. And there is a coveted nature about young players when it comes to the Bundesliga and playing them and giving them opportunity. So it's all very much intertwined. The federation works directly with the top pro clubs in the Bundesliga, and there's an incredible relationship there. And that relationship includes resources, funding, investment, all these things that ties it all together better than the U.S. and Mexico do it. I can assure you that, and better than most in the world do it. So this is the benefit of something that's very well thought out in Germany. I don't think there's any question. Would you add anything to that, Naib?
No, I think that today, for example, in the U21 final that we saw against Germany, against Spain, 1-0 win for Germany. The thing that stood out with Germany was the order. But nowadays, the German teams tend to be good on the ball, you know, pass it, distribute it, possession-wise. So, I mean, it's evolving. The game is evolving in that regard, and Germany is not falling behind. They're actually getting better with that. When it comes to looking at it, the CONCACAF perspective, it's just, like you said, Glenn, I can say the same in Mexico. It's just the separation of powers. The structure is not as stable. One of the things that stands out in Mexican football is putting the business in front of the sporting things that happen in the game. So you would have business people making sporting decisions. And in Germany, it's the total opposite. You have players that actually played the game, like Bierhoff, I don't know, Beckenbauer at one point did it over there in Bayern Munich. So that relation of former players and giving back to their football, it runs through the whole system. And you just don't see that much in Mexico, that thing. You see, most of the Mexican former footballers are analysts. You know, they're not actually helping to grow the game in Mexico.
Yeah, that's a great point. You've got the Beckenbauers and all those guys who are actually taking up real positions of influence, not just through the media, but in jobs that are very differing, whether they're general managers, presidents, et cetera. Go ahead, Scott.
I think one more thing is in Germany, you know, and I'm sure you can find on YouTube or look online. It seems, you know, we have amazing Olympians that come from the United States and amazing Olympic facilities for training. Glenn, I don't know if you've been up to Colorado Springs,
yep,
seen some of the Olympic facilities up there. But Germany's with the Adidas Center and all this that they have up there, it's like they're head and shoulders above the United States, above any kind of westernized nation or any footballing nation for that matter. In terms of just facilities to train and to learn and to practice, and their even their coaching badges are just it's a world of difference compared to any other nation. It's incredible, actually. It's a machine. They are the machine.
Well, listen,
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah,
thank you,
Scott, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking a break from vacation. And I would say, you know, here in the U.S., if we're talking about infrastructure, the strides that have been made in infrastructure in the game are absolutely ridiculous in the last 10 to 15 years. The brand new stadium. I mean, look at us here in Houston, you know, brand new spanking stadium here. $60 million spent by Arthur Blank on a practice facility in Atlanta. That's not the new stadium they're building. So, you know, we're getting there, but I understand what Scott is saying when it comes to the sport of soccer in Germany and the passionate that is around it. And by the way, they found a way to be profitable and make money and also develop.
I mean, you see the
game, the sport, and players.
Yeah.
So they're not doing it for free either. There's capitalism going on over there with Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund as well.
Yeah, yeah, Schalke and Eintracht Frankfurt. I mean, it's just phenomenal how the league works as well.
Few people learned about Goretzka from Schalke, didn't they?
Yeah, we did.
In 8 minutes.
In 8 minutes.
I had a lot of people asking me, who's this Goretzka guy? 713-780-3776. Naib Moran in studio here. And all right, so should Osorio, do you think the Federation should change him? Is there a worry here because of this lack of success against Chile and Germany, which is a big measuring stick for, hey, what are we going to do at the World Cup in Russia?
Yeah, I think the main questions that come out of that game, the result, is just the decisions from Osorio. It's like not using Carlos Vela for 90 minutes of the match. That's a question mark. Not having a natural holding midfielder in the middle that could potentially give balance to the team. That wasn't even a holding midfielder in the whole squad. The only one that was in the squad was Rafa Márquez. But Rafa Márquez was heading into this match against Germany with only 44 minutes since March, you know, so the guy wasn't really in shape. That's one of the things. Yesterday also, he put a center back in the fullback position, Osvaldo Alanis. So you put the player in a difficult situation.
Struggled
a lot. You saw a lot of the moves that came from Germany came from that side and also through the center because there was not a true defensive midfielder. So these decisions are questionable, but one of the main objectives when they decided to hire Osorio was to qualify to the World Cup in a peaceful manner, which they are actually doing. That's one of the
things. I like the way you put that. It was pretty peaceful when he got a result over the United States in Columbus, Ohio. I mean, obviously, everybody then was kind of like, okay, now we're maybe believers.
Yeah, exactly. And I think when you look at it from that standing point, I mean, it makes sense of keeping him. But if you keep him till the World Cup and the same mistakes happen again in the World Cup, you know, and let not, God forbid that Mexico doesn't even make it out of the group stage because of these mistakes, because let's point it out. In the three group stage matches in this Confederations Cup, Mexico came from behind, which means that they lack this sort of momentum when the game started, you know, and that's probably an error from the coach for the reading of the game.
Yeah, so let's talk tactically, because obviously Germany, who is Germany, Yogi Löw, understands that Mexico's got some problems at the back. They're missing players, suspension, injury, you name it, and he decides, you know what, we're going to press them early. And it was complete, utter disarray for Mexico in the first 8 to 10 minutes. They get hit by two goals. Moreno gives the ball away. People are getting dragged positionally all over the place. And these goals look like they were just too easy.
Amateur.
I mean, did anybody break a sweat on Germany scoring any of these four goals? Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and it was a little bit returning kind of to the Chile game. You know, there was this fear that it was going to happen all over again. And it gives you that, it sets a question on the table with these rotations about not having a consistent 11 that is able to sort of understand the roles on the field, you know, because this is so innovative. I mean, Glenn, no national team does it. Like, I mean, of course, Germany might be doing it because it counts with a lot of star power players. I mean, there's just so many options.
Well, this to me, I think, by Germany was taken as a developmental tournament.
Exactly.
And a tournament of assessment. Yes, they want to win it, and they have the players to win it, but there was a lot of opportunity being given to people. I mean, we went over, Victor and I, some names that weren't here. Neuer, Reus, Götze, Müller, Hummels, Boateng, Alaba. We could go on. I'm sure there's more.
Well, Alaba is Austrian. He plays in Bayern Munich, but he's Austrian, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, those names, not here.
Yeah.
Pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it just tells you a little bit of the potential of that national team, no?
Yeah. So, tactically naive, is that what happened to Mexico? Do you think they were tactically naive? I mean, for a second, should we believe here that Juan Carlos Osorio didn't say to his team prior to this game, look, I expect Germany to come out and put some pressure on us right away to test us. Are we prepared for that? Will we be prepared for that? Do you think he would have missed that? I don't believe he would have missed something like that.
No. It's a difficult scenario because he played, you know, practically the whole tournament with the same midfield with Herrera, Jonathan, and Guardado. It's just that, you know, against teams like Russia and New Zealand, you really are not going to face the difficulties that you will face against Germany. I think there has to be more prudence from the coach's part and being maybe a little bit more defensive, more reserved, because you're not facing, you know, a New Zealand. So I think you got to take care of those spaces where your weakness is pretty obvious. Tactically, I mean, what I liked is that the team is possession-based. You know, they had most possession than Germany yesterday, more shots on goal than Germany. But the score says that it was a 4-1, you know, because it was so simple for Germany to win.
Well, after you score two goals in the first 8 minutes, it's here. You can have the ball now.
Exactly. And you can say that Germany's kind of
so I think that's a bit of a skewed stat a little bit. Although Mexico's always going to get possession, and Mexico's always going to create chances. I guess we just lost David. David wanted to talk, I think, about the youth system in the United States. Or was it Dennis? Yeah. So, Dennis, if you want to call back, yeah, we do want to get you on the air. We didn't forget about you. We just didn't get to you. So if you want to call back, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Obviously, I think it's something player development-wise coming from Dennis. 713-780-3776. Naib Moran of ESPN FC in studio. You can get his writings over at ESPNFC.com. Now, you were out at Energy Stadium for Mexico and Ghana with the Gold Cup squad, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of
what were your thoughts on that game?
Well, the game in general wasn't there was more shots on goal from Ghana. I think the team's still trying to understand each other, adapt, you know, because there's a lot of new players in the mix. So I think even though it was a 1-0 win for the off a penalty from Elias Hernandez, I think a lot of fixing still has to occur in that team. You know, Rodolfo Pizarro was probably one of the standouts. Alias Hernandez scored the goal, and Eric Gutierrez, another midfielder, were standouts, I would say. It's going to be interesting just to see how many of these players that play the Gold Cup actually have a chance to reach the World Cup next year and be in that squad with Osorio. I think with his methodology and his ideas, it's easier with young players who are starting off than those veterans that I was mentioning to you, like Chicharito, Rafa, of course, Moreno.
Is Rafa the intermediary between the players and Osorio, you think? Do you think he's the guy that Osorio has to make sure is in his corner in order to relate his ideas to the rest of the team when it comes to this rotation policy?
Yes, I think I would agree with you, Glenn. I mean, it says it's his tournament. I mean, he wasn't 100%, yet he still went. So that's a spot in the roster that you kind of waste. You could have taken someone that was 100% fit for this. But he decided to take someone like Rafael Márquez, who, you know, does have a lot of say in the team.
Oh, he's going to the World Cup, exactly. Whether he plays or not. He's going.
Well, I hope he goes as an assistant coach because I think, you know.
He's going to go.
But, you know, he wants to break the record as well.
To become much like potentially DeMarcus Beasley, the second and third field players to ever play in five World Cups, which is remarkable. I mean, we have one of them here in Houston with DeMarcus Beasley. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I want to play this interesting soundbite from Ghana coach James Apai after this game. This is pretty interesting. You're not going to want to miss this because he's pretty critical of a number of things, including, in some sense, a little bit of nepotism based on the referee who did the game. This is something you'll want to hear when we come back. As we take a break, don't forget Manchester United, Manchester City. What a year in sports it's been in Houston. It's going to get bigger. Two of the biggest, most successful soccer teams in the world coming to Houston, July 20th, Energy Stadium, 8:30 p.m. These rivals, you know, this is the first ever Manchester derby outside of England. In light of the recent tragedy in Manchester, portion of the ticket sales are going to be donated to the victims and their families. This is going to be a spectacle, basically. This is like spectacle. It's almost like rock star status. It's going to be new players that are going to be signed that'll be in town with Manchester United and City. So get your tickets, internationalchampionscup.com, and get your Gold Cup tickets for July 11th. Honduras will take on French Guiana. It's a doubleheader. Then Costa Rica going head-to-head with Canada. Tickets as low as $30. Get them today, goldcup.org. July 11th, BBVA and Compass Stadium. Goldcup.org. For your tickets, Gold Cup, only one champion. We'll take a Bud Light break, we'll take a Liberty Kitchen break, and we're going to go hit the food table right now.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.